So let's review. Our shir began with the following statement. Am Rav Huna, Haminar Talisa b'Shabbos Chayav Chatas. Rav Huna says, one who shakes dust off his clothing on Shabbos is chayav to bring a carbon chatas for the malach of malabin cleaning. However, this is only b'chadati, if the clothing is new, b'uchmi, black, and kapar alayo. The owner is particular not to have dust on his clothing. The Gemara then tells two stories to confirm that if the owner does not care about dirt on the clothing, it is mutter to shake it out. Amr b'yitzchuk bar Yosef, Amr b'yechnan. Hayetzi b'talis mukufelis munechis la kasefa b'shabbos, chayv chatas. One who goes out on Shabbos with his talis folded on his shoulder is chayv to bring a karban chatas for carrying on Shabbos, since this is not the normal way to wear a talis. The Braisa adds that a storekeeper or anybody else is chayv for going out with coins tied into his clothing because it's considered carrying. However, people are allowed to walk out with kerchiefs on their shoulders, whether they are tied onto his finger with a string or not, because that is how they are worn. The Talmidim asked Ula, Mau lasis marzer b'Shabbos? May one fold clothing in a way that makes a pocket on Shabbos? While Ula prohibited the particular type of pocket he was asked about, the Gemara concludes, Kol adaita d'lechnufei aser. If the fold is made to permanently change the garment, it is aser. Kol d'lisnoi shari. If the intention is just to beautify the garment, it is mutter. The Gemara then tells three versions of a story where Rebbe accepted not to fold up on his shoulders the parts of his talis that normally covers the arms. Zak the Mishnah, Harechitz b'mei ma'ara u'b'mei tveria v'nistapig, afila b'esra aluntis lo yivim b'yadei. When one bathed in water of a cave or waters of the springs of Tveria, he may not carry the towels he dries himself with, even if they are barely saturated, because he might wring them out. However, if many people share a towel, even if it becomes saturated, they may carry it home, because they will remind each other not to wring it out. The Gemara mentions that Reb Shmuel, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yechanan all disagree with the Mishnah and allow a person to carry a wet towel without any concern that he might wring it out. The Gemara points out that our Mishnah implies that showering in warm water is mutter, in accord with Reb Shimon's opinion, and unlike Reb Meir, who forbids showering in any water, and Reb Yehuda, who forbids showering in warm water, but permits showering in cold water. The Mishnah says, Sachen umim mashmashin. We may apply oil and massage the skin, but the Braisa adds that, Ubavachalo yasikadech shu oisa b'chayl. He should do it differently than he does on the weekday, either by rubbing the oil in before, or at the same time that he massages his skin. Avle mis amlin. We may not massage intensely on Shabbos. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan says, Asa lamed b'kerkariosa shal diyumsis v'neishem ha'me'eles u'merape. A person may not stand in the mud of the Diyumsis River during the 21 days around Shavuos time when it has therapeutic value. The Gemara is not sure whether Shavuos is the beginning or the end of the 21-day period. The Gemara relates that the waters of this river were so enjoyable that chamra de frugisa u'may de diyumsis kipchu aseres hashvat misrael. The combination of the enjoyment of these waters and the special wine of Perugista caused the Ten Shatim to abandon the Torah lifestyle and become lost from the Jewish people. The Gemara adds, even someone as great as Rebbe Elazar ben Arach, who is referred to as Reb Naroi because he was Maner Einei Chacham b'Halacha, he enlightened the rabbi's eyes in Halacha, fell prey to these enjoyments, and forgot his learning to the point that he misread the pasuk of Achodesh Azel Lechem as Hacheresh Hoye Libam, until the Rabbanan davened for him to remember the Torah that he had learned. Avaloi misgarin. The Mishnah says that we may not scrape the skin on Shabbos because it is a weekday activity. Two exceptions to this isser are, Reb Shimon Gamliel allows scraping off mud because it's for cleansing purposes as opposed to the regular scraping of the skin, which was done for pleasure. Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda's mother made him a silver scraper specially for use on Shabbos, so it will not be considered a weekday activity. The Mishnah continues, Ein yordin l'kardima. One may not go to the Kardima River on Shabbos because its banks are slippery and it may slip in the water, get its clothing wet, which may lead to wringing out the clothing. Ve'ein oisin afuk tevizin b'Shabbos. We may not take something that induces vomiting on Shabbos, but may induce vomiting by hand. And Mechemia says, it's always aser to induce vomiting because of hefsed eichlin, unnecessarily wasting food, unless it's to relieve discomfort. We may not manually straighten the limbs of a baby in a way that will straighten the vertebrae because it looks like building, but you can straighten the baby's limbs by wrapping it.